and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden and the First Lady are expected to arrive on Maui in a few hours from now to get a firsthand look at wildfire devastation. He's also expected to name a federal response coordinator.
We continue to have more than 1,000 federal responders on the ground, and this is from dozens of federal agencies.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. Officials in Los Angeles say they dodged a weather bomb over the weekend, but Superintendent of Schools Alberto Carvalho says it was bad enough to close schools today.
Without the ability of conducting those necessary inspections, it would have been reckless for us to make a different decision.
Schools will reopen tomorrow. 180 people injured in a Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian town of Chernihiv yesterday have applied for medical assistance. A member of the Proud Boys has disappeared days before his sentencing in the January 6th case. Christopher Worrell was supposed to be sentenced Friday. This is ABC News. The dog ate my passport. It's a new spin on an age-old excuse, putting a Massachusetts couple's destination wedding in jeopardy. ABC's Trevor Ault.
Donato and Magda plan to get married at City Hall, and then they're supposed to fly off to Italy the following morning for their reception with 100 friends and family. But while they were at dinner, Chicky, short for chicken cutlet, saw the blue booklet on the counter and apparently couldn't help himself. Magna contacting the offices of Massachusetts Congressman Steve Lynch and Senator Ed Markey. So now the race is on to see whether lawmakers can pull some strings to get Donato a new passport before Friday.
San Francisco expanding its autonomous taxi service less than a week after state regulators' approval. That's despite traffic and safety concerns. The free shuttle will run daily in a fixed route on the site of a former U.S. military base in the middle of San Francisco Bay. The all-electric vehicle is staffed with an attendant who can drive the bus with a handheld controller. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to a Wisconsin Policy Forum report, teacher turnover reached its highest levels in 13 years in 2023. A new report states researchers found an average of 11.5% of the state's teachers turned over each year between 2009 and 2023. However, in the most recent school year, that rate rose to 15.8%. The report also found teachers of color had substantially more turnover compared to white teachers, and turnover was most prevalent in districts serving vulnerable student populations. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning drivers that the extreme heat forecast for Wisconsin this week could create conditions for pavement buckling. DOT officials are advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. A news release says when very hot conditions occur, it causes the pavement slabs to expand and push against one another, and if the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips in the road. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White. So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it is going to be a big Monday edition. Hell, it's going to be a big week. GOP presidential debate in Milwaukee, going on the road, coming to see you soon, my little buddy.
I can't wait, Crudy. Happy Monday to you. Nate working hard on the board. Thank you, Nate, and all you fine folks tuning in. Thank you for checking us out. Happy Monday.
Dominic, here's the great news. When the political universe comes to your backyard, comes to Milwaukee, for a presidential level debate, well, it brings out, you know, all sorts. They come out of the woodwork. All sorts of people come out of the woodwork, Tom. You know, there's going to be a lot of political creatures of the night and the day out there.
And just some regular old creatures.
You know, and some us.
Creatures. And us, yep.
And us, you know, I've already got a couple of big political events planned for this week, Tom. Coming down to Milwaukee, I have RSVP'd for the Democratic National Committee, their press conference in Milwaukee, about high noon on Wednesday. So I expect to be there. Now, I'll be with my pal Earl. He's the morning host on WAUK and WRJN and up in Green Bay, WGBW. Earl's got an event at the SEIU. He's going to have DNC chairman Jamie Harrison about 9:30 in the morning. Did we mention Wednesday and this week? Big day, big week. And then the entire Civic Media crew, well, they're going to start lining up their shows in Milwaukee. A lot of them doing their shows from Whitetail, Milwaukee in the Deer District. They're going to do that from like Asgos, Wisconsin, through the Town Call, through the Todd Alba Show, into the Matt Flynn Direct. And then Dom and Crute, we're doing our own thing.
The Roman coin.
We're going to the Roman coin. You can be a part. You can come party with us. In fact, we hope you do. I mean, if you're listening to us right now, you weren't going to sit around and watch the second tier Republicans debate because Trump's not coming. Now it's official, right? Trump's not even coming. There's nothing worth watching on that debate stage.
But Trump, you know, Trump's a liar. So I don't believe it until he doesn't show up. But as I predicted so far, it's looking that way.
Well, as I predicted, he still could. He still might. We don't know. He's trolling his own party. Won't sign a loyalty pledge. Clearly, he is qualified. Him and Asa Hutchinson as well, down my understanding.
He's qualified for the debate based on Fox News's criteria. He's not qualified for the presidency, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, the one thing, again, Trump won't do is sign the loyalty pledge, but Dom, it's not just Trump coming to town. I told you, I think last week, Clay Travis, Righty Whitey Talker, doing an event at the Pabst Theater. And you and I, we're doing our event at the Roe McCoin. Again, 4 to 6 p.m. You can join us live party. We're partying in Milwaukee. So I'm going to start the day with Earl. I'm going to go to the DNC's event. Then you and I are going to go party. And we're going to prelude up to the big event, at least the Civic Media big coverage, 6 to 8 p.m. live from Whitetail, Milwaukee. And this event's going to include Ben Wickler from the Democratic Party. He's the chairman thereof. Bill McCoshin's going to be a part of that. My understanding, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, will be part of the lineup. And then host Todd Alba and Kristen Bry will have Rick Wilson and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. So that sounds like a real radio show, Dom.
It does. Nice.
With all the stars of both Democratic and Republican stripe, we're going to do it a little differently. We're not so much trying to do a respectful, informative show as a devil's advocate show.
As respectful and informative as always. I mean, you know, that's how we do it.
Well, Dom, later in the week, I'm going out. Guess who's coming to my town next Friday?
Who?
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Rojo.
Rojo is doing an Urban League event at 10 o'clock in the morning this Friday. I have put my name on the list. I'm pretty sure I'll get credentialed for Rojo. I mean, they've let me in before. What's the worst that could happen, Ron? Well, Dom, we'll see how things go at the Moms for Liberty event. Do you know who the Moms for Liberty are? Now, I understand the Southern Poverty Law Center has called them what? A terrorist organization of some
An
sort.
An extremist anti-government organization.
Well, I didn't mean to over-conflate their resume, Dom. They're not Hezbollah, but, you know, they're on that spectrum. Moms for Liberty, a group designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an extremist anti-government organization. You know, I can see where I got that wrong, Dom. Has canceled plan for an event with presidential candidates ahead of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee on August 23rd, and is instead, Dom, planning to host a 3 p.m. discussion with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson at the Pfister.
The key word there being planning.
Dominic, a spokesperson for Marcus Corporation, which owns the Pfister, has not confirmed it is hosting the event. And Moms for Liberty is also linked to events the day before the debate, including school board training events at the Pfister in an evening with Riley Gaines, a former collegiate swimmer who has built a platform opposing trans athletes because she took second. Really has never gotten over it. Plans for the events have shifted. Is that what you call it? Shifted. As organizers changed locations, Dom, the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association and others have demanded local venues refuse to host the events. Groups like the Moms for Liberty are not welcome in Milwaukee, MTEA posted on social media. Any venue that decides to host Moms for Liberty will hear from the MTEA. Bet they will, Dom.
Crudy, Moms for Liberty previously announced it would host a town hall event with unnamed presidential candidates at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee on August 23rd.
The ICC? I know you like to go to the JCC. Do they call it the ICC?
Man, you know me, down by the Summerfest grounds. After an inquiry from the Journal Sentinel, Bartolotta Restaurants, which books events for the center, said it would not be hosting any Moms for Liberty event. A spokesperson for Moms for Liberty, Marley Kerr of Cavalry Strategies, then told the Journal Sentinel that she heard the event was not booked under the Moms for Liberty name. 2 days later, Moms for Liberty posted on social media that the venue canceled the event. The Bartolotta spokesperson did not directly answer a question about whether the company had canceled the event, noting only that the event would not be happening. Moms for Liberty posted, "Let's all take note of those who are pushing to silence the voice of parents in America. We will fight on. New location to be announced." As of Monday, today, August 21st, Moms for Liberty said it planned instead to hold a discussion with Senator Ron Johnson at 3 p.m. August 23rd at the Pfister with a focus on Wisconsin's students' proficiency in reading and math.
Do you think they feel like if we bring Ron, he'll give us enough cover fire? They got a lot of sin. We got the U.S. Senator from the state.
We got Ron, right, right. How bad could we possibly be? Ron Johnson's coming with us.
Well, he hasn't joined Hezbollah, but he did go to Russia on the 4th of July, Dom.
He did.
I question some of his decision-making.
Rioters stayed within the velvet ropes. He did, attempt to facilitate the transfer of fraudulent electors from Michigan and Wisconsin to Vice President Pence on January 6th. So, yeah, that Ron Johnson giving Moms for Liberty cover. That's how bad Moms for Liberty are when Ron Johnson gives you cover. Here's what they said. We are changing our event to better showcase Wisconsin's parental rights leaders and the alarming education data in the state. Presidential candidates and their staff, as well as policy leaders, are all welcome to attend. But we know some candidates will use the afternoon to prepare for the debate that evening.
Dom, you know where I heard Ron Johnson today? Down the dial on Righty Whitey Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing Vicky today.
Anything interesting to say, Ron?
Well, they were kind of talking about the Moms for Liberty and the fact he's, they were talking about the World Health Organization and Ron and Vicky. Because they're co-conspiring here. Their newest thing is that the World Health Organization is trying to take over our response in case of an actual pandemic. Unlike the actual this COVID thing.
Unlike the last thing. Right.
Understanding the source is Vicky McKenna and Ron Johnson. And they effectively are acting like Vicky's whole thing is, and before an election, they're going to roll this out where the WHO, and I don't think anyone other than Vicky would call the World Health Organization the WHO. That's like a band, Vicky, right?
Yeah, great band, Pete Townsend.
But, I'm listening to this conspiracy theory being kicked and bantered back and forth between her and Ron Johnson. I'm like, wow, they live sometimes in a completely different reality, Dom. The most important topic today. Is what? How to get Fauci? How to not let the World Health Organization, corrupted by the Chinese, mind you, according to Vicky, and they're going to dictate future pandemic policies. And I didn't quite understand, but something about, if we could have only treated them all with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, I'm not sure which one they were advocating for. It was just a generic remedy, Dom.
I'm just wondering if it's not going to be, Fauci and Trump's federal government, that Vicky McKenna and Senator Ron Johnson trust, or it's not going to be Fauci and, the Biden administration that Ron Johnson and Vicky McKenna trust on these issues. And it's certainly not going to be the WHO, WHO. Then who exactly are Vicky McKenna and Ron Johnson looking to for advice on pandemics?
QAnon.
I mean, Ron Johnson is looking to Vicky and Vicky's looking to Ron.
They're each other's experts, Dom. It's like a self-fulfilling, friendship, conspiracy theory. Vicky's back. Big fishing trip she had. Did a little fishing myself this weekend. See that lunker I caught?
I did. That's a big fish, Crudy. Well done. Did you eat it?
No. Catch and release, man. I'm not like that. Throw him back. Let him get bigger for next year. Come back. We're going to throw Dom back, see if he gets bigger. More
a steak, you'd have eaten it.
Devil's advocates.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. A heat advisory begins at 10 p.m. Wednesday night and continues until 7 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 65. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. We love it when we talk to our fair audience at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I don't want to bore the audience with small talk, but while I was, you know, doing a little boating, doing a little fishing this weekend, you were out there with the country club set. That's not like you.
I know.
Do you own a collared shirt?
I'm wearing my only golf shirt. I have a couple of collared shirts for a suit. I wore a suit Saturday to my niece's wedding. Congratulations, Adrian. But
I'm sorry, what's that? You rented a suit?
No, I actually have a couple from the old days, man. I mean, this suit's probably 10, 15 years old. But I did. I actually went out. I went golfing. And, you know, my experience in golfing over the last year or two have really been, you know, going to like the X golf, you know, with the screen and the bar and the bathroom. And, you know, you go out and you hack them up a little bit and it automatically sets your ball. You hardly even have to bend over them. It's really nice, you know. And so
you hardly have to bend over. Please tell me more about this grueling experience you go through.
Well, that was normally. So, you know, there's text going back and forth. Hey, let's go out again. It's been a while. I'm like, yeah. But I was doing other things, not really paying attention, and agreed to a 6:45 tee off. I'm like, oh, that's early.
That's damn early, Dom.
I know. And I was out the night before, and I set my alarm at like 5 o'clock. I'm like, what's going on? Dude, I found out. No, it wasn't at a bar. It was an actual golf course. I was actually golfing, like real golf.
What? So, well, wasn't the GPS directions that told you? Turn left at Country Club Drive.
Before the morning, but I was shocked. I'm up. I'm tired. I'm like, oh my God, I find my one golf shirt, you know, find my clubs. I got a pair of shoes I haven't worn in years that are in my, all right, good to go. Get there, walk in, having a good time. You know, Coach and I drive in, I say hi to the guys and never been to this course before. I had my walk in. Hey, what's the course record? You know, just talking a little smack, having fun, bought a few sleeves of balls because I tend to lose them. Get out, throw my bag on the back, take off. I didn't fasten it properly, and my bag fell off the when the cart took off. So that I had that, and then like on the 10th hole, they my friends informed me that my golf shirt, my untucked golf shirt, was inside out. And
on the 10th hole, assuming you played the first nine, right?
Yeah, yes.
You didn't start at number 10.
Oh man, it was.
I hear that's lucky in Haiti, Dom.
It was not when I flipped the shirt around though. My back half, my second nine played a little bit better, so that was good.
Maybe
you'll never be a member here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, if you can't figure out how the shirt works. I mean, that is a bit of a prerequisite for
me. I mean, it wasn't dark, but it wasn't light out, man. You know what I mean? I just woke up. I'm already late. You know, it was entertaining. I laughed a lot. It was a lot of fun.
I bet everyone in your foursome did.
It's no big deal.
Now, Skuchka, is the Ukrainian much of a golfer?
He's been on the course a little bit.
I've been on the boat, but I've never golfed with the man.
He was better, man. And Josh, you know, crank split up because Kuchka's better than me. I'm the worst golfer, and then you know,
well, so I clearly
went with one of the better golfers, and Kuchka and Rico are, you know, probably about the same.
Wait, well, you golf?
Josh, Josh couldn't hit a ball, man. My buddy, this is my guy, my ace in the hole, is my ringer, man, and he couldn't. It was just, but the good news is, he told me, it's like, man, I haven't golfed this bad in 10 years. This is terrible. I said, I've never golfed a better game in my life. So that was good for me. I had a good time.
Hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort?
Were you wagering? Were you wagering?
Yeah. I lost a couple of friendly bucks, but yeah, you know, couple it was of, all worth it.
A couple of shekels.
Yep.
Did you have to buy at the end of the round any sort of a drinking?
Oh, no. Wager? Purely, yeah. No. I mean, drinks are.
How about the cart? Was there full service on the court?
There was, and I wasn't clear. So, you know, we're actually very well behaved for the first nine, and then, you know, stopped at the course, and Josh needed an adjustment, and hell, I was always ready for a drink.
Gotta loosen up my bag, coach.
Right. Oh my god.
At your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up six flights of stairs.
But there was a cart girl. We ended up getting some later on. Very, very nice Marquette grad, actually.
Did you tip her?
Of course.
Well, that's
good. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. You know, it's an interesting game. I don't play it a lot. I got clubs, you know, but so I have some if I need to. But I'm not a huge golfer. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you know, I've only played once all year, and I pulled some good shots out of my ass that day. But
I wasn't fishing, Crudy. Well, I mean, what was that all about? I mean, you caught a big, huge fish, man. Did you weigh it? Eh. You're not stuffing it?
No, I'm not weighing it. No, I threw it back. Wasn't going to eat it. Took a picture. Took about three and then saw which one, you know, which one made it look the best. You know, because we all have our better side. So being the fish, we compared notes. Oh, I'm smiling. Oh, he kept closing his eyes. But I released
the other angle.
You know what he kept doing? Fish lips. Like the girls do in the selfies.
It's so hot. Yep.
No, you know, we entertained some teenage boys, some of whom were fishermen, and I caught the biggest fish. So suck it, boys.
So you win.
I do. You know, life is a competition, Dom. We keep
scoring. No one gets out alive, Crudy. We're all going to the same place, yo. Slow down.
Yeah, but those that would golf with you could get there sooner than the rest of us. Although you've never been boating with Crudy. You never can tell. I was surprised. My youngest, first time he'd been in the boat, didn't want to drive. I like put him in the chair, turned on the motor. I'm like, okay, you're driving the boat. There's not a lot of skill to it, like you in golfing.
Just try to hit the ball. Keep it straight, right on, right, return.
Well, very much like how we boat. Come back with us. Perhaps more politics. You're perhaps, maybe. Maybe we can compare more weekend notes. What'd you eat? Don't need to know. Unless you really want to tell me.
Zaffiro's pizza last night and for lunch today. So good.
I did Ian's. Little side salad and a piece of pizza. 844-967-2789. Compare lunch notes and political thoughts.
So I got that. Interesting. This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden is in Maui meeting with wildfire victims, officials, and first responders. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
The president will honor the victims of the Maui wildfires and their families and affirm that the entire nation stands with the people of Hawaii during this time of grief and recovery.
President also expected to name a federal response coordinator. The cleanup continues in California as what was Tropical Storm Hillary moves north.
We have crews all around the city just cleaning up. One street down from us, you have many trees that are just completely downed. And for a couple reasons, you had incredibly intense winds and then soil on the ground that just couldn't get absorbed quickly enough. Again, we're in the desert, one of the driest parts of the country here.
ABC's Zareen Shaw. Judge in Fulton County, Georgia, setting former President Trump's bond at $200,000 on charges he and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 election. Judge also ordering him not to intimidate any witnesses in the case. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. On Saturday, August 19th, deputies from the Barron County Sheriff's Department, along with the Rice Lake Police Department, Rice Lake Fire Department, Marshfield Medical Center Ambulance, and LifeLink Helicopter, all responded to the scene of a reported motorcycle accident. The initial investigation shows two motorcycles, both traveling south on County Highway M, collided with each other, causing both to lose control. 37-year-old Charles Key was flown from the scene but later died at the hospital. The other driver fled the scene but was later located. A third motorcycle may be involved and the case remains under investigation. There aren't many better ways to keep cool in the summer than going to a water park, and one Wisconsin Dells water park will soon feature the tallest water slide in the country. Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park in Wisconsin Dells has announced the rise of Icarus Water Slide, which will reportedly stand 145 feet tall, making it the tallest water slide in the United States. Construction on the slide will begin after Labor Day, and the attraction should be open next summer. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Big Monday edition. Big week ahead. The world coming to Milwaukee. The GOP presidential debate. Everyone coming, but Donald Trump, apparently. It's too good for Milwaukee, too good for Wisconsinites, Dom. Wasn't that the complaint they had about Hillary Clinton didn't show up after she won the primary? Hope Trump doesn't live to regret his failure to visit Wisconsin. You know,
Here's a little bit of what Trump said on his Truthy Socially. citing a CBS News poll, which perhaps we'll get into some of the details on that. But here's what he concludes as. The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had. I will therefore not be doing the debates. So not just this debate, I read Crudy, not any debate. And not any debate, I would believe, because that man, under his fourth indictment, to be arraigned, what, sometime between now and Friday, with 91 charges against him, he cannot open his mouth on any public setting and not put himself in further legal jeopardy.
So you think he's avoiding the debate on the advice of counsel?
Yes.
That is ironic, isn't it, Dom? First time he ever did what legal counsel told him to.
If you listen to Trump, that's all he does. I mean, hey, Eastman said I could do it, so I did it. You know, totally legal. Best legal minds ever in the universe advising me. You know, he's trying to hide behind that. But of course, Cheese Bro was in the crowd with Alex Jones during January 6th, one of his other esteemed lawyers. So that kind of blows up that whole thing. But yeah, it's Donald Trump not going to this debate. And based on what I'm reading here, I would imagine if he's concerned about legal liability, he wouldn't go to any debate.
Well, Dominic, Joe Biden came to Milwaukee last Tuesday. I had the opportunity to attend, and I told you that day all the political stars all around the great state of Wisconsin, they were there. We saw the governor, Tony Evers. We saw Tammy Baldwin. We saw Gwen Moore. We saw Chevy Johnson, mayor of Milwaukee. We saw Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Hell, I saw Mandela Barnes. I saw a number of state senators and other representatives at the event. Josh Call, the attorney general. What about the indictments, Josh? But anyways.
I'm surprised he made it with all the work he's been doing.
The Republicans are coming to town, right? And they're looking for some stars, either on the stage. And there's not going to be any stars on the stage, Dom. There's going to be Mike Pence. It's going to be Ron DeSantis. It's going to be your boy, Chris Christie. I have a newfound affinity. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I'm cheering for Christie right now. But you know who else is going to be here? Election denier, Carrie Lake. And somehow that is a newsworthy story, Dom, at least at the Journal Sentinel today. So I want to share it with the audience, just so you know what we're getting ourselves into this Wednesday. As Republican candidates for president descend on Milwaukee Wednesday, they will be joined by election denier Carrie Lake, but not on stage. How do you know? She could do a Kanye West. She could charge the mound. No, I just have a few things to say here. Taylor Swift, you stand over there for a minute.
Right.
The former Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate who falsely claims her election loss resulted from election fraud is coming to Milwaukee for the August 23rd Republican presidential primary debate, according to a release from her campaign. You know, somehow I was on the receiving end of that press release as well.
I was too. They have a note. Hey, you want to call here for interviews? Who wants to interview with Carrie Lake?
Well, maybe they'd forget to vet, Dom. Maybe we could call Carrie Lake and have her on the show and just pound her a little bit. Maybe we could invite her out to the Roman Coin.
Go up at the bar. It'd be great.
We could have her down for a bar show. It's like a mile away from the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District, Dom. Here's a quote. President Trump is the only candidate that can beat Joe Biden and save America. Colton Duncan, senior advisor to Carrie Lake, said in a statement. That's why Carrie Lake is dedicated to advancing President Trump's agenda nationwide, and it's exactly what she plans to do in Milwaukee on Wednesday. A unrequested surrogate on behalf of the former president, election denier, Carrie Lake, coming to Milwaukee because she loves Trump that much, Tom?
So much. I mean, she's dedicated, right, to advancing President Trump's agenda nationwide. What is President Trump's agenda? Exactly. I mean, if we look historically, well, of course, there's insurrection.
They rigged the election in 2020 against me. That's my agenda.
There's gaslighting. So what exactly is Carrie Lake here to promote? Make America great again? What are you talking about? Literally, what is Trump's agenda? Because all he's been screaming about is what? How great he is, and everybody else is, what, auditioning for a role of vice president? What policies is Donald Trump in? What should the tax rates be? What's the immigration? Well, we know what his immigration policy is. Zero, I'm sure. Well, I mean, what literally, when Donald Trump, if he were, and now he's not, but if he was going to articulate what he's going to do in order to, quote unquote, make America great again, can you name me the top three things?
Finish the wall and make Mexico pay for it.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to nuke the cartels, home or abroad. And I would not have allowed that tropical storm hurricane in California. I would have used the nukes. I would have turned it back at the border.
I never would have named it Hillary.
Wasn't that his plan historically? Like when he was going to nuke the Alabama hurricane. Then he projected with the Sharpie on the.
That might have been two separate incidences, the Sharpie and the nuking of the hurricane, but it all blends. I mean, literally, I mean, think about that for a minute. The guy took a Sharpie to an official, chart and just included what he predicted or what he said was going to be. And everyone's like, oh, that's totally normal. I mean, are you kidding me?
I think the storm might actually go to Alabama from Florida. It's a couple states over, but, you know, my gut tells me it could happen. Tommy Tupperville tells me could happen.
Could happen.
Now, Chris Christie was tweeting out, Dom, less than a week away from the debate. And Donald Trump still hasn't said if he's got the guts to show up or not. Apparently, it's official, Dom. He does not have the guts. More from the Christie tweet, though. If he doesn't, he's a coward with a yellow streak all the way down his back. Either way, I'll be there telling the truth. That's your boy, Christie. Calling him a yellow-bellied coward, Dom.
Well, Crudy, once it became common knowledge that Donald Trump would not be attending, the USA Today wrote an article up on this yesterday. Christie quoted, yet again, surprise, surprise. The guy who's out on bail from four jurisdictions and can't defend his reprehensible conduct is running scared and hiding from the debate stage. Trump, certified loser, verified coward. Christie said on Twitter. Ooh, give me more of that.
844-967-2789. I can't believe we had a good experience the other day with the unexpected. CJ was nice, so I think he's probably due for a little trolling. It's a big Monday edition. Welcome to it, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Well, this is easy. It's wise for him not to go. He doesn't need to go. He's at 60, 70%. And, let finally policy be an issue and Biden be an issue, because it's just a distraction that everything's happening to him from Biden's
record. Distraction, CJ? Four times indicted, 91 charges, trying to overturn the government, stealing, the top secret documents. That's a distraction to you?
Okay.
And if Obama did that, you'd be okay with that, CJ?
Obama did do that. So
really?
I don't recall the 91 indictments, but let's get back to your point. Just for a minute, CJ, I'm going to play along with your game. Spell out the important policies of Donald Trump's second administration. What should he be telling the people from the stage? If you vote for Trump, you get what? What's the policy?
Lower fuel costs.
How?
Lower grocery costs.
How?
How?
And drill, baby, drill. If you recall, that's the first thing he said he'd do. He'd lower energy costs for everybody like he did the first time. What was the last price you paid for gas when Trump was president?
Well, it was in the midst of a pandemic. Demand was way down. And the fact that the world was kind of closed down.
$2.28, guys. So far from the cost of this clown that's in office now, bought and paid for by China. And you didn't mention the Russian and China war strips
right off the Alaskan shore. So we're safer and more prosperous with a Republican in the Oval Office.
But when you say safer and more prosperous, can you quantify that? I mean, based on what? GDP? Personal income? How are you saying more prosperous? Based on what, CJ?
Inflation. You guys, Trump.
Okay, inflation is something. Sure. Well, what else? Is that it? Inflation.
9% from last year.
Inflation. That's it.
So.
And they passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and now we're at like 3% a year later. That seemingly problem solved. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Name the country that was invaded when he was president. You can't, because it didn't happen. You know,
Ukraine,
a disaster and a distraction.
The Ukraine was invaded. Record. Am I wrong? Was the Ukraine not invaded?
It was further invaded.
You're wrong.
Under Donald Trump.
Not when Trump
CJ,
was president.
You could, do we agree with that?
Afghanistan stable. He kept Afghanistan stable.
No, he didn't. He put a poison pill in Afghanistan. So when Biden got in, he would get screwed, CJ. Come on, man. You can't say that. You got to go read. Tell me, man. Tell me. Who made the deal with the Taliban, CJ? Nope. Not going to let you go on that one, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. And I'm going to talk for a minute. And I'm going to let you gather your thoughts. Who put the framework, the structure in for the Taliban? You go, CJ. Who? Was it Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Not one life was lost in the last year and a half.
All right, so you're not answering the question, because, of course, it was Donald Trump. And Donald Trump specifically did. Donald Trump, like what, 5,000 Taliban prisoners go? I mean, Donald Trump laid this out there. This was a Donald Trump policy that Joe Biden inherited. Right? And Joe Biden got us out. And it wasn't pretty, but we're out. So what? Inflation. That's the big thing. That's what Donald Trump's big priority will be, inflation, which was already on its way back down. That doesn't seem to be like an election winning strategy, if that's all you got, when the current administration is already aptly dealing with it.
Mark from the SAC, you got any policy for us, Mark?
Hey,
still waiting for some policy.
Good Lord. I mean, asking CJ to gather his thoughts is like asking, I don't know. But
well, there were a bunch of random thoughts all clumped together. When you talk about one thing, he just changes the subject.
Yeah, well, and Dom had it right all the parts. I mean, and Donald Trump, with Mike Pompeo, wrote that agreement with the Taliban, letting the 5,000 terrorists out of the prisons, and that, and Trump would have had us out in May, as what the dictate was, I think, under the 2019 Trump surrender to the Taliban agreement, and you got to get your facts right, CJ. You know, the facts are something that matter. I mean, it just is frustrating that somebody who claims to be intelligent like CJ is, it just can't get his facts straight.
I never heard him claiming he was smart.
And I'm not clear that getting the facts straight is exactly what the priority or the point of CJ's calls are most of the time, Mark.
The secondary invasion of Ukraine did happen in 2022. So I guess that would be during the Biden administration. Now, I recall the impeachment during the Trump administration, because what Trump wanted to leverage the defensive weapons that Ukraine might have used to keep Russia from invading. But what was the favor, though? I forget.
You should do me a favor, though.
Oh, yeah. Investigate my political rival, Joe Biden.
Like he's weaponizing the government.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. A heat advisory begins at 10 p.m. Wednesday night and continues until 7 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 65. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 a.m. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
So, Dom, are you even anticipatory of the big debate happening on Wednesday? Or is it sort of a non-factor, non-issue, non-event, if you will?
I guess what I'm interested to see is how, of course, these, you know, second tiers, because Donald Trump is way out in front, as CJ notes, how they handle Donald Trump, how they handle the indictments and the charges and the circumstances and the record and all of that. Cause I don't know how, I mean, obviously,
like Trump, how many of them will defend the man, like Ron DeSantis apparently intends to. And then there's Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever his name is. Well, he'll pardon the man. Of course, that's the campaign promise he's made.
Terrible. I mean,
I don't know that any of them are actually running against the man, except perhaps Chris Christie, who would like to prosecute him, but you know.
I think Asa Hutchinson has been more critical than others, but that's what I want to see. At the end of the day, I believe the policies of the megas are pretty much in line. I'm not sure that
what policies
Ron DeSantis exactly. Ron DeSantis would do anything different than Donald Trump would.
I think Ron DeSantis is more authoritarian. I mean, Trump's about Trump. Ron DeSantis is about bad policy as well. I mean, Ron DeSantis went after the corporations, although, you know, hell, let's face fact. Wasn't it Trump that started persuading, let's say, corporations right away, like, you can't go on strike, you can't move your thing off. Didn't he start tweeting at Harley Davidson Corporation, Trump?
He did at one point.
I guess that is very sort of analogous to the whole, you know, fight with Disney Corporation started by Ron DeSanctimonious. But I think DeSantis is, you know, worse at his core. I think Ron is, I think he's more evil. I think that he would be more malicious. I think that Donald Trump.
Come on, man. You cannot.
He's more narcissistic.
Unless they're lining them up and shooting them in the street, you cannot get more malicious than Donald Trump. I mean, tell me how.
Well, if there was a candidate on the stage that I, in my opinion, had to speculate that would be willing to line him up in the streets, oh, it'd be Ron DeSantis. I think he has got the worst instincts. Let's not forget his efforts at Gitmo. I mean, Ron DeSantis already has a record of some would say torture in his past, Tom, or at least signing off on torture. He's not a savory character. Now, Donald Trump is a coward, is a bully, certainly clearly has committed at minimum sexual battery, although I'd call it rape, etc. You know, he is a bad man in many, many ways. But I don't know that he'd line them up and ever shoot them in the streets.
Really? You didn't see what was going on with January 6th? Did you happen to miss that part? You think DeSantis could call a crowd like that to the Capitol if DeSantis loses?
DeSantis has no power over the mob.
Right. So
DeSantis would use the power of the government in an authoritarian way.
Come on, man. It's not even close. It's not even close. I mean, people died, man, under Trump. Because Trump lost an election, and he knew he lost, and lied to everybody about it so he could try to protect and hang on.
Yeah, but they wanted to be there. They were part of his team. They're part of the cult. You know, DeSantis is just not charismatic enough to lead a cult. But if he ever had power, real power, like power as the president of the United States, oh, he would abuse it. He would abuse it. Every way, shape, or form available to him, he and his wife, they'd sit up nights thinking of ways to abuse the power. Oh, I mean, I think he's worse.
Power
I think
unused he would... isn't worth it. I mean, if you have power, you have to use it. Isn't that the way it is? Use that power or lose that power.
Now, Trump pretends to be a rich, big man, right? That's kind of been his thing all his career. DeSantis has had an inferiority complex, you know, since he was a Yale, I suspect. I think DeSantis.
So is Trump, man. He's just overcompensating. I mean, this narcissist. I mean, the massive insecurity that Donald Trump has within him, which is, will of course be exposed for the world.
No, my hands are plenty big. I promise.
Come on, man. When you see the mugshot and he weighs in and ultimately hears the clink of the cell behind him. I think Donald Trump has a whole lot more baggage and insecurities and all that than DeSantis does. But whatever. I mean,
the man's never been accused of eating pudding with three fingers.
Yeah, but he's been found liable for sexual rape, man. And he's got like another 20 other women accusing him of it. You know, he defrauded Trump University $20 million. I mean, go down the line, man. The guy takes and takes and takes and BS's and BS's and BS's and abuses. He, you know, takes people in the circle and spits them out. As soon as he does it, they don't do exactly what he wants, man. He's never been told no. He's always been given a pass. He was born on third, thought he hit a triple. You know what I'm saying? And always had resources behind him and sycophants around him. I mean, that Donald Trump is the, in my personal humble opinion, and it's humble, the worst Republican president in the history of this country.
Well, no doubt. But that's just because Ron DeSantis has not been elected. Should he be elected, I think he could surpass Trump in the worst category. He'd do his best. He'd try and try, Dom.
All right.
So who else?
Chris Christie? My man, Chris Christie?
I don't think Chris Christie. I mean, I think he's a jerk. I think he'd be, you know, a terrible president. But in terms of, you know, lining people up in the street and rounding up the dissidents. No, I don't think Christie would do that. Now he might block a bridge to their house.
I mean, come on, man. Donald Trump and his crew, you know, they orchestrated a coup. And if you read, you know, some of the charges here, what did Jeffrey Clark say? That's why we have the Insurrection Act. They threw it out there. They wanted the government to go, the Pentagon to go collect voting machines. I mean, Christopher Miller was appointed to the Pentagon after Trump lost the election. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of that. I mean, Charles Flynn, Mike Flynn's brother, was on the phone, and the Army lied about it. Man, there's a whole lot of things. I mean, come on. The Pentagon put out a memo on how to deal with the crowd. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. This thing was all the way around a Trump and Republican operation that involved, I would allege, I have not heard otherwise, Chris Miller and the Pentagon. We haven't gone down that road. So, yeah, I mean, Ron DeSantis, he's got a lot. He's got a lot of that in him, but he's not anywhere near what Donald Trump actually has already done. DeSantis can only hope to be as bad.
Lock him up. Lock him up. No, I just think he's far pettier. I just think he's a smaller-minded man. I know it's a low bar. It's a low bar. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates. We always set the bar high around here, and we expect the same of you when you call 844-967-2789. Going to have fun in the Happier Happy Hour. It's a big Monday edition. Hell, all week long. Nothing but big shows.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E Wireless Color Inkjet Printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.